Today is the feast of Memorial Saint John Neumann, Bishop of Philadelphia, and he was a saint, Saint John Neumann. He came from Bohemia and was born in 1811, and he studied for the priesthood there, and they had so many candidates for the priesthood that less than half of them were even allowed to study for the priesthood, and those who were allowed had to get letters from influential people, but St. John refused to ask for letters from influential people. He didn't think that was right, but he still applied and was accepted. And he studied for the priesthood, and he studied many languages too. He's a very intelligent man. And after he almost finished all his studies, he was ready to be ordained, but then the bishop decided not to ordain any more priests because there were too many. And it was an indefinite decision, so he didn't know what to do. But he had a strong desire to go to America to minister to the immigrants here and Indians. And it was a strong desire he had from reading the gospel and the missionary work of St. Paul. So he knew that the German immigrants needed priests, and he had this idea to go, and he didn't have much money and didn't have anybody to escort him there. He had a friend that wanted to go with him, but his friend just changed his mind. And so he was just going on his own. He was very devoted to his own country and his family, and so it was a very great sacrifice for him, but he felt this strong yearning to go anyway. And so he made his way to the western part of Europe to go to America, and finally got on there somewhat miraculously, got on a ship and got his way to America, and went to New York and just managed his way with $1 to find his way to a Catholic church, and then to the chancery of the bishop there in New York, who was overjoyed at seeing him because he desperately needed German-speaking priests to minister to the people in New York. But he wasn't a priest yet, so he somehow convinced, probably wasn't too difficult to convince the bishop that he had gone through his studies and probably did have some of his papers, but he was highly intelligent. And so he was eventually ordained by the bishop in New York, and sent up to Buffalo, New York, and and it was still very primitive up there, and he had to traipse through swamps and a large area. I guess it was 100 miles of territory he was given as a priest to minister to the German immigrants there, who are really in desperate state in regard to their faith. They only had non-Catholics around them, and if that at all. So they were very in danger of losing their faith entirely. But he ministered to them tirelessly, and his goal was to save every single person that he could minister to, and bring all the Catholics that he knew. He wanted to save them all, and he really exhausted himself. They say he ate very little, he slept very little, and the cabins that he stayed in the freezing cold, he didn't have, he normally didn't even light the fire. He was very ascetic and very, very zealous and very full of charity and zeal for his people. And a few years later, he was urged, felt inspired to enter the Redemptorist Order, and was accepted and ascended the leadership in his community there, and was eventually appointed Bishop of Philadelphia, and I think it was 8 years. 8 years as bishop there. He founded many churches, built many churches. I think it was around 50 churches in that 8 year span. And he spread the Catholic school system dramatically there, and was the first to first to set up a parochial school system with a board of directors governing all the schools for the diocese, the first bishop to do that in America. So his zeal for the faith as a bishop too is something to really promote his sanctity and holiness, and I think well, he did become an American citizen as well, and we can claim him as an American saint. And to think of the virtue of patriotism, which is a love for our country and everything good in it, everything good that we can think of in our country, all the different diversity of peoples here, our good customs, our liberty that we have, that it is founded on God, even though there were many Masonic elements to the founding of our nation. We can think of all the good things that we have, and so many good things, and many saints have arisen here, blesseds and venerables, and we want to count ourselves among them if we can arrive at great sanctity as well. This is a great country, and we want to spread the faith, spread the sanctity here, and be leaders of faith, as Our Lady of America has said. We should be leaders of faith and purity here in this country. And St. John Newman is an example to us to spread sanctity here in this land of good and bad. And the bad that we see, we want to pray and sacrifice and do what we can in exercising this virtue of patriotism to overcome the evils that are in our land that we have spread before, for the good of the people here, for the good of our nation, which is what God's will is for us. God's will is that we promote our country, the goodness of it, and charity and salvation of souls, of course. Salvation of souls and American citizens. Let us be part of the contributing to a good society, not part of seeing the evil and then not doing anything about it all. There's just too many bad things here. We don't want to be negative. We want to be positive, optimistic, and do what we can to make our country as great as it can be in holiness. Mm-hmm.